Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Thursday, January 31st. After a firm opening this morning to follow through on yesterday's rallies, a lot of this on expectations for maybe good results from the U.S.-China meetings going on today. Also, we had some exports released from December 20th, which were at or above expectations in most markets. The grains made their way up to the high end of the recent ranges we've been in, and then I guess absent any real good confirmation, any positive news out of those meetings, they played a rendition of What Have You Done For Me Lately, and quickly about 9 o'clock started to sell off and drifted back down in the corn and the beans to the lower end of the recent ranges. Underneath the moving averages, but kind of, again, where they have been trading about the last week or so as we await news from China and also the flurry of report data that's going to be coming out next Friday. So we have March corn finishing down 4 3/4 at 376.5, down right around the lows that we hit on the 24th, the 25th, and the 29th. Back there, December down 3 3/4 at $4 even, trading as low as 399.5. And again, on the 22nd, we were at 399. On the 25th, we were at 398.5. Now we sit here at 399, just above the 100-day moving average, coming in at 399.25. So, again, markets drifting lower. Buenos Aires Grain Exchange came out today, raised their corn estimate by 2 million metric tons from 43 to 45 million. USDA's last number from the previous report, 42.5. In the wheat, we've got March down 0.25, 516.5. That Chicago wheat now kind of vacillating around the 50-day moving average, which comes in at 517.25. Kansas City March down 3.25 at 499 even. I get the export numbers from last week at the high end of the range, December 20th, high end of the range, 600,000 metric tons versus estimates of between 200 and 600. Hot and dry forecast coming in for Australia over the next 3 months. Russian production being cut, but again, even with all this going on, U.S. prices are still not competitive when you work in the freight charges. And so I think the market's just kind of listing, waiting for some real positive result out of all the talk of Russian production declines. Taking a look at the beans, we got March down 5 3/4 at 915.25. November down 4.5 cents at 955.5. We got the beans trading about 13.5 cents off earlier highs. The March trading as high as 926.75. That was putting in a new high for the week, and the November traded as high as 965, also putting in a new high for the week, but then failing to follow through there, and markets sold off pretty quickly from that. Exports were in the middle of the range, as reported from December 20th, 2.4 million metric tons versus guesses of between 1.8 and 2.8. That Buenos Aires Grain Exchange has pegged their bean production in Argentina at 53 million metric tons. USDA's last number was at 55.5. But we've got the weather moderating down in South America a little bit, so a little cooler, a little bit of rain coming into the drier parts of Brazil, and a little bit of drying out headed to the wetter parts of Argentina. So that moderation may also have put a little bit of a damper on the beans, along with any substantial news coming out of those China meetings. Like Trump had mentioned that they want a deal, they want a great big deal, and he's looking forward to meeting with President Xi near the end of the month, but also mentioned that if they didn't get a deal, they'd be putting those tariffs up to 25% from 10%. So I think here again, the markets, as soon as we run out of good news and can't get above those recent range highs, quickly things turn around and drift back lower. And when you got kind of a news driven and fundamental news lacking environment, you can find some real air pockets in those markets when the algorithms kick in. So again, we're back down to the bottom end of the ranges. In outside markets, we've got the dollar up 28 ticks, 95.31. We've got crude oil also backing off today, down about a buck and a half off of earlier highs, down 37 cents a barrel at 53.86. And the stock market trading down at this point about 45 points. So that's all we have for today. We will see if there is an announcement forthcoming regarding today's meeting between the trade delegations. And until then, if you'd like to get a hold of us, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.